Good morning, friends. There's a lot of things I like about Overflow. The fact that people are happy to have casual conversations at any time. It's awesome. Just this come as you are, do what you do. The other things I like about Overflow is the fact that as a church leadership, they're really purposeful in not just playing church, not just opening the doors on a Sunday and hoping things happen, but they're actually really purposeful and intentional about living out what God has called us to be and called us to do. And you know, our mission, I just love, it's so worthwhile putting effort into seeing this mission outworked in our lives, in the life of this church and the life of this community. There's nothing richer, I don't think, that or worthwhile putting time and effort and resources into than seeing life transformed through Jesus. And I know this isn't unique for our church, so if you are visiting from another church, you know, the mission of transforming life through Jesus is God's universal plan. That's just what he wants to do. And I guess as we shared today, you know, the best thing about transforming life through Jesus is experiencing our own life transformed through Jesus. And I love that what Jesus offers, that transformation isn't just coming along and having some life enhancement tips or some moral principles, or he doesn't look to change people's behaviour. He actually transforms people. He transforms them not from the outside in, but from the inside out. And then as the prophet Ezekiel said of what God will do when Jesus came, he said, I will give you a new heart. I'll put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart and give you a tender, responsive heart. I'll put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations. The change isn't just an upgrade, an improvement. God transforms us into a new creation. And I love the illustration he gives us in nature of caterpillars turning into butterflies. It's a complete metamorphosis. It's a complete change. We're not just an improved version of who we were. We're a new version of who we were. Anyone who belongs to Jesus has become a new person. The old life they lived is gone. A new life has begun. And all of this, we work really hard to get. No? All of this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Jesus. And now God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. And it's just, I remember when I finally humbled myself and allowed Jesus to be Lord of my life, and I just remember his spirit coming into me and just going, I'd heard so many testimonies of other people sharing this experience, and I just remember going, it's true. It's real. It's actually true. It's not just theory. As we read in 2 Corinthians 3, the Lord is spirit, and wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of God. And the Lord, who is spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. And God invites and wants every person he created to become more of who they are by becoming more like Jesus. We don't change into somebody else. We become a new creation of who God created us to be originally. What I would want to do first up this morning is to ask, I'm going to ask just a few quick questions. So if you can look to share with someone in pairs or threes, even better. The first question is a strange one that God prompted me to ask. And that is, if we wanted to stop this transformation from happening in our lives or in the lives of other people, what could we do? What could people do to stop or to reduce transformation from happening? Okay, I'll just give you a minute just to share that with somebody, just while I get myself set up. Just wondering if I could get a few words, thoughts. What could we do if we wanted to actually stop transformation from happening? What were thoughts that came out in your discussions? Yeah. Isolation, isolating yourself or others. Yep. Follow the world. Focus on your comfort. Let's say work. Let's say Netflix. Let's say mind, sports, social media. Selfishness. Yeah, self-focus. Thanks. Thanks, everyone. So what we want to do today is just to talk about our vision priorities, the things that God has put on the heart of our leaders to focus on seeing transformation happen in this year ahead. Who would like to see life and lives transformed through Jesus this year? So I just want to really clarify the first thing, that our vision is not different to our mission. Our vision is in line and comes out of the mission of transforming life through Jesus. So we'll get us all just to declare and read out our vision in a second. But the really important thing is just to know that our vision, we've got it put up clearly on the wall over here for constant reminder of what God wants to focus on. But this is just what we want to pursue in order to create opportunity for life to be transformed through Jesus. Is that okay? All right, so if we can just read out our vision statement together. Our vision is to be a family of wholehearted people becoming unmistakably like Jesus, going out of our way to boldly demonstrate God's goodness every day, wherever we are. That's got to be a worthwhile pursuit, isn't it? And if we were able to do that, think of how life could be transformed through Jesus. So what we're going to do just in the next 10, 15 minutes is just to talk specifically in just in each of those three aspects of our vision of what God has called us to focus on this year. And so what we did is prayerfully sought what could be the opportunities, what has God been doing in the first 2 years of our vision, what can we build on, what's God's prophetic words for our church. And so just kind of considering all of those, we really believe that we have heard from God and hopefully found the things that are going to be really helpful in us living out this mission and fulfilling our vision. So I just want to start off with Jim, if I can invite him back up to share on being a family of wholehearted people. And just to let you know, I've got handouts, so there's a bit of information, but don't worry, you'll have all of that to take with you by the end of the service.
So just before I talk about wholehearted family, firstly, I'll just reiterate, like, mission, obviously, that's the thing that doesn't change. This is who we as Overflow Church feel called to be, a house that is focused around transforming life through Jesus. But in this season, in this 5 years, this vision is the expression of that mission that we feel called to do. And how we've kind of approached it is because it's quite a dense vision. There's a lot there. There's a lot to grow in, accomplish. So we've kind of broken that up into three sections. So we're going to be talking about family of wholehearted people becoming unmistakably like Jesus, and then we'll talk about going out of our way to boldly demonstrate God's goodness every day, wherever we are. We've broken that up into three sections, and we have teams that we are working with to explore each of those areas. So just thought I would reiterate that for people who are newer to our community and don't know about that aspect. So be a family of wholehearted people. We feel like the focus this year for that area is on deepening our connections with God and with each other. And so in term three, we're actually going to be doing a teaching focus in Sunday services and in our connect groups on deepening our connections with God as a church family. What does it look like to deepen those connections together with the Lord? So that's what we're going to be exploring in term three. I'm going to share with you the other vision priorities in a moment, but just a question again to talk about in your groups. But in a very short time frame, is what is one thing that you could do to deepen your connection with God this year? Like, what's one thing you could personally be doing to deepen your connection with God this year? So just going to give you 60 seconds to talk in your groups about that. Alrighty. Sorry, I know that was not very long. Brad and I just had that conversation. For me, it's been seeking out mentors to speak into my life. And Brad was talking about having moments of silence and solitude and the importance of creating space in his life for that deepening connection. So let me tell you about some of the other aspects, the other vision priorities for Flourish. For Family of Wholehearted People this year. So we are wanting to create intergenerational connections through monthly church social events. So we will be doing once a month a event where people can gather, can be together. They're going to be on different days at different times so that hopefully there'll be some that are accessible to everyone. And so we'd love for you to come be a part of those, enjoy those, and just enjoy being together. The first one is on March 25th. The third vision priority for Wholehearted People is encourage and facilitate people involved in overflow outside of Sunday services. So let me explain to you what that means. Part of being church, part of the connection, part of being a family of Wholehearted People, part of that happens in a Sunday morning space when we get to have conversations together, when we get to have morning tea, but a lot of it doesn't. Like, you can only do so much depth of community in this kind of space. So it's really important that we have other spaces where we can be learning together, where we can be growing together, where we can be deepening relationships. So that's part of the beauty of connect groups and like worship team get to kind of do this stuff together. The youth team get to do this stuff together. So we want to actually see an increase in the amount of our church who are involved in things beyond the Sunday service. So yeah, connect groups, teams like that. So we're going to be exploring what are the barriers to people being involved in those things and trying to create some easy ways of accessing that stuff and increasing the involvement. Okay, and I'm very excited about this one. I'm excited about all of them, but we've just been feeling this real call to prayer in this season. It just feels like something the Lord is doing worldwide, but it feels like there's this invitation for us to push into prayer. And we're going to be doing a week-long 24/7 prayer event in term three. So what that means is we're going to have a prayer room set up. You'll get more details when we get closer, but it's going to probably look like there'll be a prayer room set up and we're going to have people rostered on to be praying 24/7 for the whole week, different focuses on each day. And we're really excited. It's going to be hard, actually. I don't envy people who end up on 3 a.m. prayer sessions. But we feel like there's going to be something beautiful as we push in, as we partner together and push into this area of prayer. We feel like the Lord's going to build and establish something in us as a company. And so I'm so excited about us getting to be part of that. So that's some of the things that we're going to be doing in the area of Family of Wholehearted People this year.
Beautiful. Thanks, Jim. Sound exciting? And as you see, the kind of general theme around those activities is connection. We'll focus on our connections. Moving on to becoming unmistakably like Jesus, and probably the key theme around becoming unmistakably like Jesus this year is multiplication. and a focus in term four. So you'll be reminded of this closer to the time. But term form Sundays and connect groups will be really focused on not just how do we become unmistakably like Jesus, but how can we help others to be followers of Jesus? And hopefully in the process, become more like Jesus. So just one question, just in your pairs or threes, just what's one thing we could do to help other people be followers of Jesus? So again, we're just asking these questions just to kind of prime the pump, just to start to get us to think. We don't need to wait to term four before we start helping other people become disciples of Jesus or followers of Jesus. But we are going to focus our teaching around that in that term. So just really want to take that opportunity throughout this year. The other priorities around becoming unmistakably like Jesus is to invest in the leaders of our church, the emerging leaders of our church, or the potential leaders of our church. So during term four, probably on a Sunday evening, we will offer some leadership development, some teachings of Jesus on how to be able to influence the people and the world around us and to grow as in our leadership capacity. So that will be exciting. The other thing that we've been doing for the last year or so is there's four of us who have been coached in building discipleship culture. And building discipleship culture was a little bit surprising in that it helped shift the thought that discipleship is something that happens when someone becomes a Christian. Shifting that to we actually disciple people towards Jesus before they've made a commitment to him. We help people understand who Jesus is, how good he is, who he wants to be for them so that they can grow and make that decision for themselves and help others to do the same. So we're kind of really enjoying that journey. There's four of us who are doing that, and we'll be looking to give other people an experience and understanding of some of the approach and the principles and the tools that can make that happen. We'll probably include that in our Connect groups as well. The other thing is Alpha is a really powerful, proven tool of helping people understand faith, what faith in Jesus is all about, something that's used right across the globe in all sorts of different denominations and settings and cultures. And so we're looking to utilise that tool to help people in our community who don't yet know how good God is to explore their own faith and faith, what faith in Jesus is all about. Primarily going to be including the parents at the school, so we may host it down at the school. Not exclusively for school parents, but that's something that we can certainly add value to our school community. And if there's other people in our community that would benefit from that, they'll certainly be welcome as well. One of the most useful things that I experienced a few years ago was having a Wild at Heart weekend for men. And I've got access to some material which is brilliant, which builds on the stuff that we covered in terms of who God created us to be as men, how Jesus modeled what a real man looks like. It's not the whole macho thing. It's being authentic. It's being who God created you as to be, and for helping guys to understand, celebrate that, and help others to do the same. So we're looking to have a weekend event sometime towards the middle of the year. Being unmistakably like Jesus. So there's some of the priorities that we'll be focusing on. All right, if I can get Joe to come and share on our priorities around going out of our way to boldly demonstrate God's goodness every day wherever we are. Thanks, Jo.
So this is the third section of our vision, which is the going out of our way. I don't need to look at it. I really do know this off by heart. Going out of our way to boldly demonstrate God's goodness every day wherever we are. So we feel like the theme for this term, which will be term two, is demonstration. So how do we actually demonstrate God's goodness? With a focus on, it's a different thing for people to do a good deed. people are often described as good or kind people, or they're a really nice person because they did this thing for me. So actually exploring what's the difference between God's goodness and just a good act. All right, so the question I was thinking of, which I would love for you to explore in your small groups, is what does God want to transform in your heart so that you are ready to demonstrate God's goodness? What is God wanting to shift or work on in your heart so that you can transform God's goodness this year? Demonstrate God's goodness this year. Thank you. So I just encourage you to turn around to a couple of people around you, your small groups again. Just take a second to ask God, what are you working on in my heart so that I can demonstrate your goodness to everybody around me? Thank you so much for being vulnerable in that and sharing with that and taking the time to seek God on that. And I just encourage you to continue doing that at home, because now that we've checked in with where our hearts is, there's some heart work to do, which is the exciting thing and the challenging thing. So Brad and I were just talking about, for Brad, it was having that shift of compassion that Jesus had when he looked for everybody around him, that feeling of love and compassion and mercy. And for me, it was going back to that boldness piece of people know that I go to church and people know that I'm a Christian, but actually being more willing to share about why and how that has transformed my life. So the rest of the vision priorities, we are doing that prayer focus for this year, and how we feel like that looks like for term two is dedicating, intentionally setting aside one day a week to spend in prayer for our community. At this stage, it's all very wet cement, but we're hoping to organise some low-key activities on those days that people can be involved in, and to actually go out into areas of our community to cover our community and our areas in prayer. So whether this is walking groups or meeting at local cafes or whatever it might be, we really want to explore what prayer and praying for our community looks like. Pilot a projects team to provide practical support to community. One of the things that we are exploring is how can we create connections outside of Sunday mornings with people around us? Because as we know from activity groups or other things that you might be involved in, it is a pretty big step for people to go, oh yeah, I'll come to church. You're nice enough. I'll see what that's all about. So just creating opportunities to have that middle ground where people can feel safe, but we can still invite them to just have more connection with other people from our church family and from our church community, and so that they can feel more of the way that God has transformed our lives and how he wants to demonstrate his goodness. And one of the ways that we thought we could do that. So you remember activities group last year? This year we're actually organising a projects team, which anyone is welcome to be involved in. And the concept of the projects team, what you actually work on will be worked out once we have the group together. But the heart behind it would be to demonstrate God's goodness to people in our community. So working with people who might be vulnerable or people who might be in need, picking a project and getting it done. Just practically providing and demonstrating help and God's goodness to the people around us. One of the other ways that we want to make connections with people in our community is have an event offsite that we will all do together. We don't know what this looks like yet, and this will be prayed through with our team. But I really feel like there are new connections to be made and there are new people to meet that God is speaking to in this season. So creating an activity for us to do that together. And then lastly, invitational opportunities for new people to experience life in overflow. So just what does it look like? What are the other invitations for us to engage with people in our community? So this recently we've just made business cards. So that's one step. It could look like signage. It could look like actual ways to invite people to events to be explored within the team. But just so you know, we're intentionally seeking how we can actually reach people in our community and how they can learn more of who we are.
Sounds like we could see some life transformed through Jesus if we were to stewarding those opportunities. Thanks, Joe. Just before I get you to look at seeing what part you might want to consider playing in outworking our vision, just wanted to just make you aware of three challenges around vision. I'll just go through these really quickly. The vision won't just happen automatically. That Jesus actually invites and challenges his true followers. And the last one, that vision unites, but strategy divides. So what I mean by these, vision won't just happen automatically. It's nice to have them on a beautiful little piece of paper that says all these wonderful things that we intend on doing, but we actually need to make them happen. We need to be committed. We need to intentionally plan, provide resources and make ourselves available. But that beautiful encouragement in Ephesians 2:10, that we are God's masterpiece, his workmanship created in Jesus, transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works which God has prepared in advance for us beforehand so that we would walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. So anticipating that these things, if they are the will of God that we've discerned, God's already going ahead of us. The people's hearts are being prepared, activities are being prepared, that we are just joining in with what God's already at work and doing. Jesus invites and challenges his true followers. These vision priorities are an invitation, and God wants everyone to be a part of outworking this, but it may not be for everybody. Everyone may not be called to outwork it. And Jesus wasn't backward in challenging the people who were considering following him. He wasn't into marketing and making it easy. He wasn't intentionally making it difficult, but he did say of those people who wanted to follow him that it's a sacrificial life. It's taking up your cross. It's following, it's putting God first in our lives and following what Jesus leads us to do. It's an invitation and it's a challenge. And the last one, that vision unites, you know, I think most people would say that this is a worthwhile thing to pursue, this vision, and that it's something that we can unite around, and it's something that can help us to enjoy working together on. But a really helpful truth is that vision unites, but strategy can divide. When you think, well, I'm not sure about those activities, I'd think we should do it this way. And I'm not sure about whether that person should be doing that or we should be doing that at that time or in that way. Do you know what I mean? It's like the thing that we're working towards can be uniting, but if we have a heart of, that's not how I'd do it, so I'm not going to be part of that, or I think it could be done differently. I think whatever we do, if we do it in unity, it's going to attract God's blessing and have an impact, even if it's something really basic, where we can have the best plans and the best strategies, but if we don't do it in unity, it's probably not going to be worth doing. So it just really takes that heart to go, God, we want to serve you. And it's that, here am I saying submit to leaders, because I'm a leader, so it's easy for me to say. But it's that putting others above ourselves, not necessarily putting our preferences and thoughts and ideas above other people. Is that okay? We don't want this to be something that is going to make you go, oh, geez, I'm in for a busy enough year as it is, let alone all this stuff. But we don't want people to miss out. If you feel that God's calling you to play a part in this, we have issued you these response cards. And what we'll do is during the last worship song, we'll give you the opportunity of filling that in. And so just a few of the things on there that you may not be clear about. Connect groups. All of this is just starting a conversation. So if you tick something, don't go, uh-oh, I've just signed my life away. This is just to let us know of the areas that you're interested in. If you're interested in joining a Connect group, give us some idea of when that might work for you and we'll try and work around it, but have a conversation with you. If you're also in a Connect group or not, you may be willing to have a house that you're willing to host a Connect group in or to assist leading one. If you're relatively new and you haven't been to a newcomer's lunch, we'd love you to come to one. We've got one planned on the 2nd of April. So if you could make time on that just after the morning service. Probably a big one is the resourcing. A lot of these activities can be resource intensive. And so one thing we really want to invite you to do is pray for God to resource. And it seems a strange thing. Well, if God's doing it, why pray? But that's just what he invites us to do. He invites us to pray for all that we need. So I just wanted to pause because these things aren't going to happen without people, without resources. We just want to pray and believe that. So if I can just invite Nigel just to quickly just do that with us. So if you agree in God, faithfulness in responding to prayer, then pray along.
Father, as we see the plans and the heart of the plans that we have before us this morning, we just want to declare that you are Lord of all, and that you can provide all the resources that we need. However, we know that you want us to work with you, and you love it when we pray in accordance with your plans. So today, Father, we asked that these plans that we are heading on today are your plans. If they're not, that you would redirect us. But if they are your plans, Dad, then we pray that you would give us the heart to wholeheartedly partake in them, that you would give us the desire to pray for the activities, and that you would release the resources that we need to undertake these activities in a way that will impact our community for your kingdom. Father, we just humbly submit ourselves to you today and ask for your guidance, your will, your joy, your provision. In Jesus' mighty name.